want to take the next few minutes to talk to you from the subject, climb until you reach your dreams. This is graduation Sunday. We are celebrating about 23 or 24 of those that have graduated from either high school or college. But this lesson is not, although it's for them, it's not just for them. It is for anybody. Sometimes our dreams can be so far-fetched and so out of reach if we're, watch this, if we're looking at them in the natural. But if we learn to look at them through the eyes of faith, we begin to learn that anything is possible. Mark 9:23, Jesus is talking, and Jesus says, "If thou canst believe," I need your help, class, "not some things, but all things are to him who believes." Now, I was in Marine Corps boot camp back in 1995, all right? And so this is 2026, so that's what, about 31 years ago. And when I was in Marine Corps boot camp, my mom wrote me probably almost every single day. I got mail. She wanted to make sure I got some mail every single day in boot camp. Now, she didn't send any goodies. You get in trouble when those kind of things happen, right? But it was just regular mail. And my mom sent me a little blue card that I have to this day called "Climb Till Your Dreams Come True," all right? And I have it, so 31 years, and I still have that little card. It's in very good condition. I keep it in a safe place with all my letters that I received, you know, when I was in boot camp and that kind of thing. And I want to read it to you, because I remember when being in boot camp that this really just kind of helped me. It said, "Often your task will be many and more than you think you can do. Often the road will be rugged and the hills insurmountable too. But always remember, the hills ahead are never as steep as they seem. And with faith in your heart, start upward and climb till you reach your dream. For nothing in life that is worthy is ever too hard to achieve, if you have the courage to try it and you have the faith to believe. For faith is a force that is greater than knowledge or power or skill. And many defeats turn to triumph if you trust in God's wisdom and his will. For faith is a mover of mountains. There's nothing that God cannot do. So start out today with faith in your heart and climb till your dreams come true." And that's something that she sent me. Hey, man, that's a good place to clap. And that's something that, you know, I was always just a fighter, a go-getter. I always dream big. I always believe big. But that's something that really just resonated with me, and it just kind of helped me. And it's so true, because at the end of the day, what we need more than anything is faith in our hearts. And to the degree that we have faith in our hearts, the Bible teaches us that anything becomes possible in our lives. I have shared with you my testimony of getting out of the Marine Corps and landed a great job and then couldn't work it and had to let it go because I couldn't work a third shift. And I ended up taking a job working at a telemarketing place for $6.25 an hour, because I understood that some money was better than no money. And if I was faithful in that which was least, that God would bless me with more. And even though I was there doing that, I wasn't worried, because I knew I served a God who could help me fulfill all the dreams that I had. I knew my purpose was bigger than where I was, and there was faith in my heart that where I am, I'm not always going to be. And so and long story short, I worked the faith process. I stayed committed to God. I stayed committed to his word, and God blessed me and Lady in incredible ways. And all because I climbed until I reached my dream. And so today I want to give you the acronym for CLIMB. The acronym for CLIMB. Somebody spell CLIMB on the count of three. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. CLIMB. That's right. And so I want to give you the acronym for CLIMB. All right. Are y'all ready to jump into this? All right. Look at your neighbor. Check your neighbor to the left and to the right. Make sure they're wide awake. Some people sleep with their eyes wide open. Amen. All right. Here we go. Letter C. Letter C. Everybody say celebrate. Learn to celebrate in life. And not just the big victories, but learn to celebrate small victories, because small victories lead to big successes in our life. And you have to understand that you can't despise little things, because little things lead to big things in our lives. Zechariah 4:10, the first part of that says, do not despise these small beginnings. And so never underestimate what God can do in your life as you take small faithful steps. You keep putting one foot in front of the other, in front of the other. You start, you know, every day, you know, you're making a better decision. Every day you're making a step towards something you're believing for, and not maybe overnight, but over time you begin to see that come to pass in your life. So celebrate small victories, because they lead to big successes. Celebrate where you are while at the same time trusting God for where you're going. Does that make sense? Learn to be thankful for where I'm at. Learn to be grateful for where I'm at, while at the same time believing for bigger and believing for greater. One thing I've always taught my kids growing up, and I still teach them to this day, is if you do your best, you got it, and trust God that he'll do the rest, right? And that's the key, because that's all you can do in life. How many know that's all I can do in life is just my best? And as I do my best, I trust God that he will make up the difference in my life, that he will step in and cause favor to show up in my life, that he'll put the right people around me, that he'll give me the joy I need and the peace I need and the grace I need and the strength I need and the creative ideas I need, or just whatever it is that you need for your life and for your situation. So just learn to celebrate where you are. You get a raise. They tell you, you get an email and they say you're going to get a raise, and then you go to work the next day to find out that it's a 50-cent raise. You got it? Now, if you're not careful, you'll be like, man, nobody want no 50-cent. No, I'm going to thank God for the 50-cent, because it's 50-cent that I didn't have before. You got it? See, no, y'all ain't feeling me, all right? You got it. Pastor, you know how much gas is? I know how much gas is. I also know the acronym for gas. How you spell gas is G-A-S. The acronym for gas is God Always Supplies. If you are a child of God, I don't care how much gas gets. Come on, somebody. That God is always going to supply your need and even above your need. Does that make sense? But you got it. Because how can I thank God for the, watch this, for the $10 an hour raise if I can't thank him for the 50-cent raise? If I'm faithful in that which is least, I feel my teaching anointing coming on right now. Then I, watch this, if I'm faithful in that which is least, then God can bless me with more. So learn to have gratitude. Learn to celebrate small victories, because small victories lead to big successes. All right, so that's letter C. Everybody say celebrate. All right, here we go. The next one is letter L. Love the person that you are becoming. You got to learn to love you. You have to understand that how can you expect other people to love you if you don't love you? And you have to learn to love the person that you are becoming, and forget about the person you were, because you're not that person anymore. Paul teaches us to just, you know, to don't worry about the past. What's in the past is in the past. He says, putting those things which are behind. One thing that the enemy loves to do is he always loves to bring up your past, you know, into the present so it can pollute your future. But what's in the past is in the past. Y'all almost did it. What's in the past is in the past. This is a new season. This is a new day. God is doing some brand new things in your life. And so you have to learn to love the person you are becoming. All right. Some of you are too hard on yourselves, and you got to learn how to give yourself some grace. You give everybody else grace. You got to learn how to give yourself some grace and stop comparing yourself to somebody else. Paul teaches us that when we compare ourselves to one another, we become unwise. Why? Because we all have a race to run, but my race looks different than your race, and your race looks different than somebody else's race. And so you can't compare yourself to others, and you got to stop criticizing every mistake you make. You got it? Because truth be told, I God has blessed me. I'm pretty successful in life, but the truth is I can't tell you my success stories without telling you my failures. I can't tell you my success stories without telling you about the mistakes that I made along the way in business and marketing and money and those kind of things. But it was those mistakes that I made that I realized, watch this, that I learned from, that I built on, that brought me to where I am today. Does that make sense? So you got to learn to love you. You understand what I'm saying? If there's nobody around to give you a hug, give your own self a hug. Do y'all know how to give your own self a hug? Give your own. Just give your own self a hug. Talk. You did good today. You understand what I'm saying? Pat your own self on the head. You understand? Like on the back. You gotta learn how to love the person you are becoming. Give yourself some grace. Everybody say, why, Pastor? Because growth takes time. Growth takes time. It's not overnight, but it's over time. And the whole thing is, I may not be where I want to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. And every day I keep putting one foot in front of the other, making a little bit better decision. You got it. Hearing God a little bit more clearer, and not overnight, but over time, God is going to get me exactly where I need to be in life. Give the Lord a big hand praise for that. So love the person you are becoming. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my favorite scriptures. He says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares who? So the Lord says he's got some plans for you. You got it? And God's plans are the best plans. You got it? And so he says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And then he explains, they're plans to prosper you and not to harm you. You got it? Plans to give you a hope and to give you a future. So you've got to trust God's plan and his will for your life, all right? Another translation says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. And so God's got plans for you, but God also has thoughts that he thinks towards you. So God is thinking about you, and you have to understand that what God thinks about you matters most. What God thinks about you matters most. And a lot of times I get it, because, you know, we're concerned about what this person said, how this person feels, and that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, what God thinks about you and the way you think about yourself matters more than anything. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so, you know, you got, because you're not an accident. You're not forgotten. You're not disqualified. You're not all messed up. And don't listen to those kind of things, because that's just a trick from the enemy. All right. You know, what happens is, especially if we maybe didn't grow up, you know, in a Christian family, in a loving family, in a loving environment where we weren't encouraged the way we needed to be in and nurtured the way we needed to be and had the faith we needed to be. Maybe some of us came up hearing things that we shouldn't have heard. You understand? You got to, you just like your daddy, or you no good, or you never going to happen, or you're ugly, or just all, you know, what happened. And all that is, all those are lies. Everybody say all lies. Yeah, all those are, they're all lies, right? And so what happens is, if you never cast those things down, watch this, and never make it up in your mind that that is not who God said I am, and you hold on to those things, that's what has preeminence in your life. But the moment you make it up in your mind and say, man, that's not who God says I am. I know who God says I am. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm the apple of his eye. I'm the object of his affection. Then you push all those strongholds back. And the only thing now that has preeminence is the word of God, which causes you to move forward in life. Does that make sense? So you got to know you are who God says you are. You can do what God says you can do. Does that, isn't that right? And so God's love for you is undeniable. It's what? Do y'all know what the word undeniable means? Undeniable. Because if God had a refrigerator in heaven, your picture would be on it. You got it. If God had a refrigerator in heaven, you got it. If he had a computer in heaven, you'd be his screensaver. You understand what I'm saying? You got it. And yeah, because that's how much God loves you. And you got to understand it, and you can never move away from that, you know, that God's love for you is undeniable. Yes, in life, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be tough times. There's going to be highs, or there's going to be lows. But one thing that's always consistent is God, that God has always been with you. Even if you saw people walk away, God never walked away. And that's why the writer says, what a friend we have in Jesus. So God loves you unconditionally. So guess what? You got to learn how to love yourself unconditionally. And don't spend your whole life trying to be somebody else when God created you on purpose. Don't be a copycat of a great original. Learn how to be comfortable in your own skin, that this is the way God made me. He made me the right height. Come on, somebody. I laugh the right way. I talk the right way. You understand? But like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made just how you are. Learn to be comfortable in your own skin and just be who God has called you to be. And if you do that, God will put the right people around you who will love you for who you are and not for who somebody else thinks you ought to be. Does that make sense? Amen. Now, if you're going to clap, give me a good clap now. Don't patty cake. All right. And so letter C was celebrate. Letter L, oh, we got to keep moving, was love the person you are becoming. All right. All right. So climb. C, L. The next one is I. Imagine yourself where you want to be. Sometimes you've got to learn how to leave the discomfort of your present and visit your future on the canvas of your imagination of what you want your life to be like. Sometimes you have to just visit your future and remind yourself it's not always going to be like this. I see better days. I see brighter days. I see days of peace and days of prosperity and days of debt freedom. And, you know, just whatever it is you're believing for, you got to learn to see those things. Why? Because everything begins with a vision. You have to see it before you can achieve it in life. Everything that Lady LaConte and I have accomplished in life, we saw it before we actually achieved it in life. When we first started, when we first got married and we started out in faith, we wrote down what we wanted our life to be like. We did. I mean, and we wrote down details. We wanted two kids, and we wanted a boy first and then a girl so the boy can, you know, protect you. Well, that's just a fairy tale story. Well, it happened. Jay is what, about three and a half years older than Hannah, right? Now, if it would have happened the other way, happen to know we'd have been grateful. But what I'm saying is you got to have some goals in life. You got to have some dreams in life. You got to write some things down. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain, right? So I've got to write some things and I've got to see it before I can achieve it. You know, you got to see yourself succeeding. You got to see yourself graduating with that bachelor's or that master's or that PhD. You got to see yourself building that career or building that business. You got to see yourself being that great husband or that great wife or that great leader or whoever it is that God has called you to be it. Because if you can see it, you can achieve it. And so what you consistently picture in your mind eventually shapes the direction of your life. I'm going to say that again. What you consistently picture in your mind shapes the direction of your life. And that is why you have to be careful what you see and what you hear and what you allow in. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. You kind of got to watch what you allow in. You also kind of got to watch the company that you keep. Because birds of a feather flock together. You become like who you spend time with. And so you really got to learn to make sure, you know, I've always hung out with people who did better than me. I've always done that. You know, you can ask my father. I've always, you know, seen people who were thriving and succeeding and doing great. I'm like, man, I want to hang out with them. You understand? Because it never bothered me that they had a lot, they were doing well, and I didn't want them to do anything for me. You understand? I didn't need them to give me anything. I just want to know what were the steps you took to get to where you were. Because if I can learn the steps that you took, I can take some of those same steps to get to where God needs me to be in life. So don't allow fear to imagine the wrong things in life. Allow faith to imagine the right things in life. And you got to dream big, you got to believe big, and you got to learn to see beyond where you are right now. That it will not always be like this. Better days are ahead. Your best days are not behind you, but your best days are ahead of you. And watch this, but that's only possible if you believe. You got it? Greater is ahead of you if you believe. Increase is ahead of you if you believe. Better day, that the husband of your dreams, the wife of your dreams, whatever it is, you got it, the spouse of your dreams, it's ahead of you if you believe. And so you've got to learn how to imagine yourself where you want to be. All right, so in the back, let's do some review in the back. Let's put up C. What's C class? All right, let's put up L. What's L class? Okay, let's put up I. Strong, real strong. What's I class? Yep, all right, and here we go. The letter M, maximize every moment. You never get a second chance to do what? Make a first impression, right? Now, thank God, God is the God of a second chance, you understand? But a lot of times when it comes with people, you don't always get a second chance to make a first impression. So learn how to be prepared in life, you got it? And learn how to maximize your life. Baby girl, Hannah, she graduated from UNC Charlotte with her bachelor's in, what, two 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, and that kind of thing. And, you know, one thing I was talking to my dad about, because he's like, you know, I'm so proud of you and how you raise your kids, and, you know, they seem to be doing real good. And I said, well, Dad, you know, one of the things that I can really say is that they still listen. Because that's the biggest thing. I got the wisdom. You know, most parents have the wisdom. The question is, are our children going to listen? Right? And so I just thank God that they're still listening. Jay is about to hit his 5th year in the Navy. He's still listening, you know? And not that I know it all, you got it, but now I'm on a road of mentorship, you got it? And now I'm dad, but I'm not dad to go take out the trash and I don't like what you're doing. No, I'm not, because that season is over. I'm more dad the mentor, you understand? I'm more dad kind of the mentor slash friend, you understand? When he was little, I couldn't be his friend. I need him to, you need to learn this in life and learn this in life, right? And so, and the same thing with Hannah. And so, you know, but one thing she's always done is listen when she was going to school. And I said, okay, make sure, you know, you go to class early. You understand? You know, because and I talked to her about the importance of being early. And when you first go to your new classes, go up and introduce yourself to your professors and those kind of things. And, you know, and it's so funny because I'll tell her that and I'll forget about it. And, you know, new classes come. She's like, Dad, you know, I was there. And now she's an early bird. You got it. She's there 15, 20, 30 minutes early, like her father. You got it. And she introduces herself. You know, she listens. And she was telling me, you know, her mom, you know, I don't really want to come back to New Bern. And I get it. And, you know, so I want to do this. I want to move to either Raleigh or Wilmington. And she's kind of working the process out and those kind of things, you know. And I'm talking to her, okay, you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do that. She's been interviewing. And I remind her, when you walk in with confidence, walk in with your head up, you know, smile. When you shake the hand, shake it firmly and look and make eye contact. You understand? Because you know who you are and you know whose you are. You understand? You have to understand that when you're walking in, you are an asset, Hannah, and you are not a liability. So you don't need this job. They need you to work this job. Does that make sense? You are a child of the Most High God. Does that make sense? And so, you know, and those kind of things. And so she's, you know, just doing really, really good. And so, you know, she's only been gone for only graduated 2.5 weeks. She got her own apartment in Wilmington. You got it. And she landed a job already. Started last week. She is the patient care coordinator for a women's clinic, you know, in Wilmington. And watch this, but because I know where I'm going, but I believe that she got there ultimately because of God and the favor of God, but she learned to maximize moments. Does that make sense? I would tell her, do this and don't do that. And sometimes I would say something. I said, now, baby girl, I'm not getting on you. Don't take it the wrong way. You know, but I need to teach you because I've been down this road. Dad has experienced these things. And what happens is, if you'll learn from me, there's some mistakes I have made that I had to redo it once or twice. You won't have to do it. You'll be on the fast track, because if there's a fast track in life, it's called mentorship. But you have to learn how to maximize every moment. Don't miss an opportunity to get better and to be better. The first step in getting somewhere is deciding that you're not going to stay where you are. So every day, take small steps to reach your dreams. Amen? All right. So we said C was climb. We said L was love the person you're becoming. I was imagine yourself where you want to be. M was maximize every moment. And my last one, letter B, is believe. Believe in yourself and believe in God and believe that God is going to help you. All right. We said it earlier, but we'll say it again. Repeat after me. God is with me and I cannot fail. This is a good place to go home, Maestro. I think that you have to understand that faith is the greatest subject that a believer needs to learn after getting saved. That once I'm saved and I've given my life to Jesus, now I need to learn how to work this faith process out. So this faith process, so I can live this better life that Jesus came for me to live. John 10 and 10 says he came that I might have life and that I might have it more abundantly, but it's going to take me learning the word of God and applying my faith if I'm going to see it come to pass in my life. And so you got to believe in God. You've got to believe in his promises, that his promises are yes and amen in your life. Romans 8 and 31 teaches us that if God is for us, who can be against us? And so learn to use your faith. And I need to help you. And you got to dream big. Why dream small when you can dream big? Why believe small when you can believe big? It takes the same process of faith to believe for a piece of bread as it does a loaf of bread. It's the exact same process. So you might as well believe for the loaf. You might as well believe that God is with you and you cannot fail. And so no matter what it looks like and no matter what it feels like, if you will take this word and hold on to this word and trust God and believe in God and believe in yourself, then you can do anything but fail. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you that it is good seed that has fallen onto good ground and it will produce a harvest. I thank you that you know every person in this room name by name and situation by situation. And so it's with great confidence I know that you are meeting them at the point of their need. And so, Father, some need wisdom. I thank you for giving them the wisdom they need for the days ahead. Some need grace and some need strength. And, Father, we are in agreement with them. Some need creative ideas for the business or the career. And, Father, I just thank you that you are giving them everything that they need. And I declare that you are with them and you are greater. I declare that you are with them, and because of that, they cannot fail. And so I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you that even on this week, they see your favor show up in their lives in amazing ways. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a big hand praise.